Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the scripture from Psalm chapter 138, verse 2. It says, I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. Mighty brothers and sisters, J. Montgomery said, Saints and angels join in praising thee, the Father, Spirit, Son, evermore their voices raising to the eternal three in one. After the Sunday of Pentecost, that is the Pentecost Sunday, it is the time when the Christian church has especially recognized the doctrine of the Trinity, the existence of the triune Godhead. This doctrine has been called one of the mystic truths of Scripture because of the difficulty in fathoming and explaining it. Yet it cannot be denied that the Bible does teach that while God is one, He exists in three co-equal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Scripture ascribes each member with such attributes as eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, and creator of the universe. Although the word Trinity is not used, there are several passages in which all three persons are expressly mentioned together. That is the Great Commission, that is referenced in Matthew 28:19, and the apostolic blessing in 2 Corinthians 13:14. The best of human analogies for explaining the Trinity, such as ice, water and steam being three distinct forms of the same element, always fall short. In the final analysis, we must accept this truth by faith and offer our worship and praise to each member of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Well, it may be difficult to do and to try explaining the meaning of the Trinity to some close Christian friend or a member of your family. But let's thank the Lord and give God the glory for the praise and the honor that is due to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I was listening to this beautiful hymn by Elizabeth R. Charles, and a very gifted woman of her day, author, poet, and translator of German texts, musician and painter. And she wrote this finest hymns. It says, praise ye the triune God. And enjoy listening to that beautiful hymn. God will bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you. For you are an awesome God, good God, great God, mighty God. A God who never fails. Abba, Father, we thank you that in the name of your Son, Yeshua, we come in before your throne of grace and we submit our lives into your most holy hands. Because, O Lord God Almighty, what your word says that whatever is committed in God's hands, he will take care of it. Today, Lord, I pray you will take care of us as we offer our lives afresh into your holy hands. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We'll rise up to behold your glory. We thank you for honoring us, for blessing us, for providing for us, for preserving us, for prospering us. Thank you, O Lord God Almighty, for protecting us. We are grateful to you, Abba. Lord God Almighty, I pray that today you will bless us, lead us, guide us, guard us, uphold us with your righteous hand. And you will keep us from the evil one in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, we bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. We thank you for that. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your grace, your glory, your anointing to be their portion. I pray that, Lord, there'll be fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit upon their lives, fresh leading of your Spirit of God, and you will lead them beside the still waters and green pastures in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over that demon of infirmity and I cast it out in Jesus' name. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more, in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, your people are healed and made whole. Father, we thank you, we love you, we appreciate you. We give you all glory and honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.